And this crowd is on its feet, and it is pandemonium. And that's only the half of it.
He's got Goodwin open in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! Flash Goodwin!
I like this kind of party, baby!
Halftime is over. We're back with more of the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO.
You can't stop C.J. Spiller! You can't stop him! How did he do it? How did he do it?
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across western New York.
Everybody's on their feet in the stands.
This crowd has absolutely whipped into a frenzy.
The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Hour two of the show, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, coming up at 8:30 tonight. Mike Jannetty, who is the founder of SpotTrack, a website that tracks salaries in the NFL and all professional leagues. He's got a list of the NFL's best value rankings of 2013. We're going to talk some serious football now with a longtime friend, a guy who's been in this studio several times over the last couple of years, and he's got a new endeavor out, a new book out. Joining us in studio, former Bills safety Mark Kelso, my broadcast partner on the Bills Radio Network. How are you? Great to see you.
It's been a long time.
When I see you in here, I think Friday's football
time. I'll tell you. It's a little bit early, I'll tell you, but
it won't be long now. You start to get excited.
And seeing these young players come into camp and seeing what the Bills did in the draft, I think is it gets people excited and it creates some anticipation for training camp to begin. And I know there's a lot of things going on this year in training camp with the trip to Pittsburgh for several days and the added game and Andre Reed's induction into the Hall of Fame. And Shane Conlon, by the way, did you report that the other day?
College Football Hall of Fame. And Leonard Smith.
McNeese State product, but Leonard Smith. I knew that Shane was going in. I didn't realize that Leonard was in the same class.
Yeah. We'll talk about your book in a moment. I also want to get your thoughts on what you saw at the rookie minicamp a couple of weekends ago. But I want to start with a subject we talked with Fred Jackson about last hour, and that's OTAs, off-season workouts. It's different now than it was 20 years ago when you played, and you're shaking your head. You didn't like it or what? Was it too much back then?
Well, I tell you, I mean, you like your off-season to be dictated by your own schedule, and obviously you're going to come in here and you're working. I mean, I heard Tom Brady make a comment the other day that, you know, he about what he does in the off-season, and he said, I'm doing everything to be a better quarterback. I'm not trying to win battles in the weight room or off-season workouts, but I'm doing everything to condition my body to prepare myself to play come training camp and come the start of the regular season in September. And that's exactly the way we were. And we had the best strength and conditioning coach in the business in Rusty Jones, and he had his regimens. And we had time slots during the day that we could come in, that he would work out groups of players. And there were certain times throughout the day, and, you know, there were certain guys that liked to lift at certain times of the day. You kind of get your body conditioned to those time periods. And, you know, when your metabolic cycles are at their peak, and some guys were here early in the morning and some guys were here later in the afternoon.
But
he would have those scheduled times.
Practice time?
Never,
did you have organized
never stepped
team
on the field. No, never
nope.
stepped on the field. And
until
quite frankly,
training camp.
Mini camp. I mean, mini camp was probably a little bit more robust, although we didn't do a whole lot in minicamp. It was pretty watered down. It was the rookie's first opportunity to be part of the squad. And
minicamp was 3 days or so like it is now, or a little bit?
Yeah, I think it was 3 days. I want to say Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then a lot of times, now we might practice twice in one of those days. And then after a while, a couple of times, we went to Rochester and practiced one time there, I recall. And it maybe at Gates Chilai High School one time, and just to take the product on the road a little bit. Sunday afternoon was kind of a light day because the fans were invited to attend that practice as well. And it was kind of watered down, but it was the first taste that the young players, the young drafted or rookie free agents got the opportunity to be together with the club. And there weren't a lot of guys here in the offseason. I mean, we did have a lot of guys that stayed in the offseason because they lived in Buffalo in the offseason. We had a lot of offseason activities that we did as a team. We had that basketball team that we played and developed a lot of camaraderie, but the whole squad was not together until minicamp was the first time we saw those guys, and that's, you know, really for us, for some of those guys, I think that's when preparation time really kicked in. And but, you know, when you're here and you live in town, and there were no restrictions with coming in, so quite frankly, about 2 weeks, you know, after the season was over, we're in here working out, and Rusty was here as our leader. And so about
10 or 12 years ago, things changed where the team set up organized team activity and got them on the field and basically run practices. And now they're limited to 10 such practice days a year. But it changed And then it changed back again in the new CBA.
Well, and I think what they realized, too, I mean, and there is a lot of mental fatigue that goes along with an NFL season. I mean, you particularly young guys, and I think we saw that a little bit last year with some of our young guys, E.J. Manuel and Kiko Alonso, and those guys. I mean, when you get to game 14 and 15, you're in uncharted waters as a college player, and as difficult as the game is physically, it's equally as difficult mentally. And if you're not prepared for that for the entire season, if you don't take some time to get away from the game, and I think all coaches talk about this at some point or another, but if you don't take time to get away from the game, you're going to get overwhelmed come the end of October, beginning of November, and you're going to be mentally exhausted, and you're not going to be able to play your best football. So you have to be in a situation where you're prepared to play when the season begins, but it's not like you're in mid-season form at those first couple weeks. But by the same token, the offseason, it really helps the young players, and I think there's a real value to the young players being able to study film, being able to work with the coaching staff, being able to be on the field and see what the competition level is and kind of get themselves up to speed with that competition level in the offseason, which we never really had an opportunity to do as a young player. So I think it's very valuable to the young player, but quite frankly, I think it's annoying to most of the veteran players.
We're in studio with Mark Kelso. He is live with us, the former Bills safety, who's my partner on the Bills radio broadcast. The phone lines are open if you have a comment or question for Mark. 803-0550, the number, or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. You were here a couple of weekends ago and watched a little bit of the rookie minicamp. Any initial impressions? What did you like what you saw?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have an opportunity to see everybody. I mean, obviously the size, the offensive line, and just the athleticism of those guys on the offensive line. I mean, I don't need to name them all. I probably couldn't name them all right now, except that I got a card in front of me. So I probably could. Well, I could name them. You know, I got a call from a high school coach, one of the players, which was a college teammate of mine who coached Cyril in high school in the Baltimore area, and just told me what a great young man he is, and you know, what a great selection he thought the Bills made. And you know, obviously he's going to say that because he's his high school coach, but really interesting that his high school coach is still really involved in his career and has a lot of guys scattered throughout the NFL. Cameron Wake, he coached him too. But you know, so there, I was impressed with the athleticism of that offensive line group, and it's obvious when you watch. And I had an opportunity to watch some one-on-one drills, and you watch Sammy Watkins in one-on-one. He's special.
Yeah.
And he's got some acceleration. He's got separation skills. You know, they didn't have a quarterback that was delivering the football very effectively, but that's going to happen when the first couple days. I mean, I saw the first couple days when the rookies were together, and they don't understand where guys are going to show up in patterns. So very, very difficult for the quarterbacks in that situation to develop the timing. But there's some special guys there. I saw some guys in a defensive backfield that I think have some real promise as well. And, you know, guys that have quick feet, guys that can change directions. And that was funny because I'm walking past a drill the one time, Coach Henderson, and he was doing a drill where he was asking the guys to do something and react to a three-step game, I think it was, and then he was kind of sitting guys down if they didn't do it correctly. And he had two guys at the end. I don't even recall who they were, but they did it right a couple times in a row, so he couldn't eliminate. He couldn't end up picking a winner. He got frustrated with the drill, and he said, so the last time he did it, I was walking by, and he said, hey, and they did the drill, and he said, neither one of you guys said quick, 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 because he wants them to say quick, 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 and then react as they're talking the down as well. And they said, neither one of you guys said it. You're both disqualified. And they said, we said it, coach, we said it. So he said, hey, Kelso, he said, did you hear him say anything? I just shook my head and kept on walking.
You threw him under the bus.
I did. And they go, well, who's that guy anyways? And he goes, I'll tell you who that guy is later.
Yeah.
So, but it was funny. But it was nice to see. And what I saw last year from the staff in their first year here in Buffalo was just the attention to detail and the actual coaching that went on, not assuming that these guys really understand everything about the position, but talking about, you know, particularly from a defensive back standpoint, vertical and lateral separation and closing speed and where to close to the hips and where your eyes need to be and when you can attempt to make a play on the football depending on what position you are on the intended receiver. So that was really nice to see.
Mark Kelso, our guest, the color analyst on the Bills Radio Network and author. He has created a book called Play the Down Football Film Study Guide, created by Mark Kelso. The books are in the process of being published. Tell us about this project, Mark. What do you got in mind here?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you say a book, it's really a workbook,
yeah,
is what it is. But, you know, in my course of conversation with coaches at all levels, NFL coaches, collegiate coaches, and high school coaches, it becomes very apparent that guys need a lot of instruction when it comes to what information they're able to take out of a film study session and how that information is going to help them perform better on game day. So, you know, in my course of these conversation with these coaches, particularly this past year, you know, I said, you know, I think I can help with that because this is what I've been doing. It's kind of the way I prepare for the broadcast now just a little bit differently. I don't have it in a nice, neat, concise format, which it is now, but this is the way I prepared when I played. So it's information that you're going to need to take to get back that one step that you might be missing on a particular play. So the whole theme of the project was, let's think the down before it happens and then play the down. Just play. When the down occurs, you're just playing it, but you have that little edge of anticipation because of your film preparation, because of you understand what this, if you're a defensive player, what the offensive unit is intending to do in certain situations. So it's a very methodical approach. It's, I published it with a local printing shop with Keller Brothers downtown in Buffalo, who have been in the printing business for a long, long time, and they helped me put it together. And I do think it's a first-class piece. You know, it's copyrighted and everything, but it's a workbook is what it is. And it's really 10 pages per game, so front and back, 5 pages front and back per game, that goes through a methodical approach in preparation for your upcoming opponent, both from a defensive perspective, and then there's an offensive book when you're the offense preparing against a defensive unit.
The books are called Play the Down Football Film Study Guide. You've got one for offense, one for defense. Oftentimes we'll hear players say, oh, we watched film all week, or we got together at so-and-so's house and watched film. You're trying to avoid guys watching film and not getting the most out of it. Is that correct?
Well, there's a couple things, too. I mean, at the collegiate level, there's a lot of NCAA restrictions on film study or actually on time that coaches are allowed to spend with their players. And what I've found in my travels around the East Coast here, particularly in the last several months with helmet technology and football, the film study guide, is the fact that limits the coach's time with their players, so about 4.5 hours of film time per week. What I'm trying to do is create real efficiency from a player so that when they watch the film, they know exactly the information that they're attempting to get, and then they actually acquire that information so they're best prepared to play the game on whether it's Saturday afternoon at the collegiate level, Sunday afternoon for the NFL, or Friday night for the high school player. And then the coaches can use the book. It's not about skill development. It's not about coaching your players at all. I mean, there are a lot of coaching styles. You know, there are some things that Coach Henderson does in the defensive backfield that aren't necessarily things that I would teach as a defensive back coach, but he does a fantastic job because he does them consistently. He has specific regimen to the way he intends those guys to do those things, yeah, and it becomes a very effective way, you know, to cover guys.
So strategy doesn't matter. The playbooks right. don't matter, right, when you, right. look, you use this book?
It's available. I mean, yeah, I guess saying doesn't matter means that there's no coaching involved. It's
right.
any coach in any system will be able to allow their players to prepare best for their opponent by using this information. You know, it's because it's laid out in a methodical approach from a general strategy, and then you mine down and get a little bit more specific. So if you're the defense studying the offense, when you're going to look at what the general strategy of this offense is, then you're going to look at the running game and things they do effectively in the running game, and conversely, how you might defend them, and then things they do in the passing game and how you might defend them. And what their receivers. So what are the best escape moves of their receivers? What are the guys I have to pay attention to? We always talk about who's the go-to guy.
Right.
So in critical situations, there's a special situations page. And, you know, what are the applicable things on third down, in short yardage, in red area? Who's the go-to player in a critical situation? What's the go-to play? Because a lot of teams have a play that they'll begin to favor throughout the course of the year that may have been successful in previous weeks. And so it kind of lays out in a methodical approach. So in the end, when you're done and you conduct your film study, if you're doing it on your own with your position group, then you'll have an opportunity by answering these questions to say, I really understand my opponent this week. And that's going to give you that edge on game day.
Play the Down is the book created by Mark Kelso, a football film study guide. So in the offensive book, and I've opened it up here, you've got, what, 10 games, 10 opponents they can scout? How many are in each book?
Well, the books that you have in your hand are designed for a high school team, so they would have 10 games in there. A college team would have 12.
It says opponent, date, weather, blah, blah. So they're watching video, and you basically assign different things to look at and have them kind of check off what they see. I mean, it's pretty methodical, right?
Yeah, it's methodical, and there's an ease of use here, too. I mean, you could do it by yourself if you're watching film on your iPad. I mean, a lot of teams are using Huddle these days, so you could be watching that film and then answering these questions. It was kind of fun for me, like even my son Cody, who plays at Kutztown, and
right.
You know, he'll send me passwords to watch his film on Huddle of the upcoming opponent, and I can go through the same approach with him and then talk to him later in the week, and he'll say, you know, what did you see? And I'll say, well, you got to look for this, and this guy, this is the offensive lineman that gives the play away generally, and this is what the running back is doing in this particular situation. If he's going to come out for a pass, and if he's going to run to the flat, he's in this position. If he's going to circle across the line of scrimmage or across the center again, then he's in that position.
How do you envision these teams use, like, say, a high school team? Would they take this book into the film study, the entire team or the offensive unit?
Yeah, I think there's two ways you could use it. One is I think you could take this into your entire film study session, and you could have your players answering questions as they're watching film, or more likely watch film early in the week, and then on Wednesday begin to take the books in as they begin to see how the upcoming opponent, how their strategy begins to unfold, and then take that book home so that when you're doing your individual film study on the computer, with whether it's Huddle or some of these other cloud opportunities that these kids have for film study, that they can answer those questions. Now on a Thursday afternoon or a Friday afternoon, the coach sits down and says, okay, hey guys, grab your book and let's go through this team. What's the play that you think they're going to run in a critical situation to extend the game or win the game? And let's make sure everybody's on the same page. And you can see, you know, what's the skill set of this quarterback? What's the thing we have to most concerned about that he doesn't beat us in a particular situation, whether it's on the run or with his legs or you know, does he stand tall in the pocket? So all those little things. So now we make sure everybody's on the same page. And then, again, it gives you that one step of anticipation on game day. So they line up in a particular formation. You understand what the likelihood is that they're going to run a particular play or at least some type of strategy that they're going to engage, and then you can react that much quicker on game day.
You can play the down.
You can play the down.
What? How long do you think it would take to go through a game for an average football player, any level? I mean, is that going to add time to film study?
It's going to create efficiency for the film study they're already conducting.
Okay,
but I would say that, you know, when you talk to, and I've talked to players at all levels, and you know, you get some guys at the NFL level. You know, one guy might be watching film on his own outside the confines of the coach for an hour, and for some guys that might be appropriate. If you're a cornerback and you're concerned, if you're a one-sided guy or you know, and you're going to be covering a guy man-to-man, you want to really study that particular player in depth, but you might not need to know the entire strategy because you play a lot of man defense. So in that case, that might be appropriate. A guy like a safety is going to have to put in, you know, an extra 5-7 hours on their own time to make sure that they're prepared to the level that they think they'll be most effective on game day. And then some guys might prepare even longer than that. But, I mean, it takes me just to do the broadcast work. I mean, I'm in the film room probably 6-7 hours, and then, you know, probably takes you 10 to 15 hours during the week of total preparation time as you're going through that information. And I think for players, if you were a collegiate player or you're a high school player, I would think if you spent a couple hours of film study during the week, you'd be able to effectively answer these questions and make sure that you're prepared best on game day. And if you're an NFL guy, it would take several hours outside the confines of what the coaching staff is requiring you to do or that you do perhaps with your position group.
Mark Kelso's book is Play the Down, a football film study guide. You'd see this as far as marketing it. You want to kind of sell it to whole teams, right? High school, college, pro level, right? Anybody.
Yeah. And I want to sell it to the entire team is what I want to do. And I want to sell a team package. So just – And you know, we're not going to make it expensive. It's not expensive. You can get on the website. There is a website, playthedown.com. And my contact information is there. My cell phone's on there, so people can call and order the book if they'd like to do that. coaches want to call and have me explain it to them and show them a sample, I'm more than happy to do that.
Is there anything like this out there? I mean, what do most teams, what do most NFL teams do when they sit in the film room?
That's the whole point. There is, to my knowledge, there is nothing like this out there. And as I had talked with coaches this year, again, at all levels, at the professional level, and I was with some of the guys, friends of my that I know on the Steelers staff, and you know, when I talk to guys at the collegiate level and high school coaches as well, they say that no one's ever really put it in a methodical approach like this. I mean, they want guys to study film, they want guys to get the best value of the information that they're watching, but they don't exactly know what they're doing. I'll give you want some examples?
Yeah.
I'm always about examples.
I got one call I want to get in here for
okay.
you.
Okay. So I go to one program, and coach says, hey, come on out on the field. Why don't you watch practice, spring practice? So I say to the kids, I'm watching practice, and the defensive backs are standing over a side, so I grabbed them and pulled them over with me so we could get some mental reps. So we're actually behind the offense, behind the defense, too. So we're looking at the offense in front of us. And I said, what's this play going to be? And they said, we're not sure. I said, this is going to be a pass. And it was a pass. Sometimes you get lucky. But I hit three in a row. And I said, what's this play? And they said, we're not sure. I said, this is a pass, too. And the next play, I said, what's this play going to be? And they said, pass, of course. And I said, no, it's going to be a run to the defensive left. And they said, well, how do you know this? And I said, well, I got a lot of experience. But let me just tell you this. I've only watched your team for 15 minutes. But the offensive guard on your defensive left side gives a play away every time. And I don't even know what your offense is yet, because I've only been watching for a little bit. But there's little clues depending on where his hand is, if it's out in front of his foot, if it's back by his hip, where it is, if it's right close to his right leg, because he had his right hand down. So if it's close to his right leg, or if it's more in the middle of his body frame, where he's going to move, if he's going to move to the left, move to the right, if he's going to sit back in his stance. So those are all the little things that you need to be able to pick up, particularly, and that was the defensive player, yeah, obviously, but as a defensive player, if you can pick those little things up, and then the whole idea is that doesn't mean that you think it's going to be a run to the left, so you just fly out of there and you neglect your responsibility and you just say, I know it's a run to the left, and then you get beat on a play-action pass. But if it is to run to the left and you start out maintaining the integrity of the defense and it is a run to the left, boy, you're that much quicker to the football and you react that much quicker because what happened is what you anticipated happening, and that's the whole premise to the book. Let's be prepared. Let's think before, play during, and get back that one step that you're missing so you can make more plays.
Mark Kelso's book, his workbook, Play the Down, a football film study guide, and you can read more about it at playthedown.com. Got a call for you here, Mark, from Landon in Amherst. Hello, Landon. You're on the air.
It sounds like a really great book. I mean, I can tell definitely that Mr. Kelso has a good base of knowledge, obviously, being in the pros and everything. I was just wondering maybe what we could expect this season from E.J. Manuel, you know, how he would progress, especially with Sammy Watkins.
Hey, good to hear from you, Landon.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
Landon's a good young man.
Okay.
He's a brilliant young mind. But he, E.J. Manuel, you know what? I would expect some great growth from him this year, Landon. I mean, there's a lot of things that the Bills need to improve. I mean, we could talk, I guess, how much time we got?
You got about 2 minutes.
Well, that's it? You're going to restrict my time?
I got an 8:30 guest.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't tell me that. So here's where,
just
first
like
of all.
Like a Sunday in the fall.
That's it. Let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about the draft for a second, okay? Where did the Bills need help? Okay, their third down production was bad. Their red area production was bad. They gave up 53 sacks against a four-man rush, so their protection wasn't great. But some of that was as a result of guys being in and out of the lineup and injuries that occurred, too. And a quarterback who was a rookie quarterback, so held the ball sometimes, and receivers don't get. I mean, so there's a myriad of reasons why, you know, he was sacked that many times. But that being said, there's a couple things that need to happen. One is he needs to be in a, you know, with the coaching staff and be in a great offseason strength and conditioning program. He'll probably gain about 15 pounds. He'll be a lot stronger and be able to take some of those hits. He'll be a lot smarter, too, and he won't take some of those hits because when he runs, he's probably going to get out of bounds and he'll be instructed to do so. And the offensive line, the guys that they drafted in the offensive line, and now the upgrade at the receiver position is going to give him an opportunity to find early opportunities in the down and get rid of the football And he should just be leaps and bounds. I mean, last year is what percentage? I think he was 58% completion, which needs to be. I mean, he needs to be at 65%. Third down conversions need to be, you know, in the high 30s or low 40s, which they were in the low 30s last year. And I think you'll see all those numbers come up to an area where the Bills might have a legitimate opportunity. I mean, I don't want to start talking playoffs now, but if they make the progress that I think they can make in the second year, these first-year players, and if their veteran players continue to play at the level that they exhibited last year and the defense that played really well, and you know, most of the time they gave up a couple big plays, and that's why statistically they weren't quite as good as I think their defense was, because they gave up some big plays in both the passing game and the running game. But if they can do those things and they get the production out of the rookie players that they drafted this year, particularly Sammy Watkins and I think, you know, that Cyril
Kwangio.
I mean, he's gonna be a guy that's going to see extensive playing time as well. And if they get the production out of that, I like the kid from Philadelphia, too. My sources in Philadelphia tell me that he's a great
running back,
great inside runner,
yeah.
Great contact balance. He's not going down with one guy. You know, he's going to take a couple guys to bring him down. So, and they need some inside presence in a running game. You know, I think they want CJ to run the ball more effectively inside, and I think he'll do that this year. But Fred, who's fantastic, still fantastic in my mind, but you know, he's got some injury issues with where he is in his career. So you want to be able to protect him a little bit and not put too many miles on his legs either. So adding those pieces and a young man from San Francisco as well. But that, all those things collectively will make the offense better, which will make EJ Manuel better.
The book Play the Down. Tell us again if anyone's interested, read more about it. Maybe and coaches, administrators who might be interested.
Yeah,
in buying it for
playthedown.com. We'll have there's a website that we created. I had a young entrepreneurial student from Canisius create for me, and my contact information is on there, an email address. You could email me at I can't even remember my email address there. I think it's mkelso15@playthedown.com.
Okay.
So you could do that, or if you get on the website, the email address is there, and then my contact information, there's a cell phone number there that you can call me. And I'd be happy to come show you the book, show you how it works and how the methodical approach is put together that will best prepare your players for game day.
It's a great idea. Good work. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Kelso, our broadcast partner on the Bills Radio Network, his book, Play the Down, a football film study guide. Go to playthedown.com for more information on that.